Welcome to Three in the Key.
DeRozan's season opening drives and throws it down. DeMar DeRozan with the slam.
DeRozan season opening throws it down. What a vicious slam.
Bringing you in-depth basketball analysis and interviews from the Great White North.
Rebound taken by James. LeBron James all the way in. Blocked by Embiid. They are loving it at Wells Fargo Center.
With your hosts, Elias Elzain, Will Macklin, and Dave the Professor Tripp.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Three in the Key. Elias Elzain alongside Dave Tripp.
Whoa, or switching it up.
Should I say Dave the Professor Tripp?
Yeah.
And Will Macklin.
What up, what up?
How you guys doing?
Oh, living the dream. How you doing, brother?
Good, man. Will,
I'm all right, man. I'm feeling it. This is another good week in basketball.
What a start to the season, eh?
Yeah, I know. Amazing. The season's in full effect. And I was going to say, Will's like, yeah, I'm feeling good. It must be a little bit of the Raiders as well.
Raider Nation, buddy. 6-2. I love it. This is the best we've been since 2005, 2006.
So. I mean, it's probably ever. Let's be real.
In our generation.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
NBA is in full effect, fellas. Another packed week of action.
No doubt.
History to pass on. LeBron right. James keeps making history, that young man.
He just will. Like, just, if he keeps living, that's what's just going to happen naturally.
He's probably.
He's pretty talented, eh?
He means well. Yeah.
I think he's really good at playing basketball.
He's good at it. I like the way he dribbles up and down the court.
He passed the dream. Hakeem Olajuwon for 10th all-time on the scoring list.
Who's above him now? Who does he have to beat?
Oh, Elvin Hayes, I believe, is there. Moses Malone. Dirk is still there. He's at 6. Will Chamberlain, Shaq, Kobe, Jordan, Kareem, Malone. I think that's the 10,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Malone. Look at you. You're just getting rhyming him off. He doesn't even have paper.
He doesn't have anything in front of him, which is impressive. That's why I asked. I knew who to ask.
Go to the encyclopedia.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys are far too kind.
We mean well.
You're right. We are.
LeBron, man, yeah, keeps making history. He'll definitely finish at least in the top five in scoring. That's no doubt about it.
Maybe top five in MVP. Man, if he keeps playing like this. They're undefeated still? Like this.
Only undefeated team?
Exactly.
First time, can you believe it, LeBron in his career has started 6-0?
It's because, those Heat teams didn't...
No,
kind of like what we're
one.
Seeing with the Warriors, a little bit of a slow start. Like, not slow start, but for them, like a little, like here a loss, there a loss, everywhere a loss, loss.
LeBron's best start before this 6-0 start is 5-1 with the Heat twice.
Yeah.
Both times went on to win the championship.
Yeah,
and last
team.
Year with the Cavs, started 5-1 and won the title.
Yeah.
So now 6-0.
I blew it. You ruined the cycle.
I think they should have lost yesterday to Philly just to keep that 5-1 going.
They barely beat Philly.
Man, yeah, was there a blown call there at the end on Gerald Henderson?
Yeah, it was kind of, I don't know, it's tricky.
I don't know, you can't call it, I don't think so.
You can't be calling guys.
Unless it's a hard foul, like it's obvious. But he was just driving, looked out of control, Philly didn't look like they knew what they were doing.
Should we be calling, though, the goaltending block by Embiid?
I mean,
instant replay of LeBron in the finals last.
LeBlock
smokes. That was beautiful.
It was amazing.
It was a goaltend because it hit the glass first, but it was still a huge block.
Good. Like, it's amazing how Embiid could just the speed. He just his legs. It's like so long. He just gets there so quick, and he moves like a guard. It's amazing to watch.
4-for-4 from downtown yesterday for Joel Embiid.
Who's telling him to shoot 4 threes? It's amazing.
Take another one, man. If you're
gonna
keep hitting them,
who'd have thought this guy would have come this far, though? Really? Like,
I know.
He hasn't played basketball in 2 years, and he looks like a lottery.
He
pick.
Just started
like,
playing.
He looks so good.
He started playing basketball at 16 years old. Like, they don't even know what the ceiling is. He's still growing as a player. Hopefully not height-wise. But, like, just, like, as his ability and skill set.
He has shades of Hakeem, the guy that just got bumped out of the top 10. Like, he's got that similar...
Really? No, honestly, it is like Hakeem, but just larger, longer.
Yeah, he weighs 50 extra pounds. He's insane.
And he moves faster.
And he can shoot the three.
Yeah.
Hakeem can never...
No, Hakeem can only do hook shots from the three, right?
From half court.
But that's who they compared him to. Coming out of Kansas was Hakeem Olajuwon. Obviously, if you can be compared to a man like Hakeem,
well, I mean, he's only
amazing.
He's top 10 scoring, not even. So.
No, not anyway. Those championships, Defensive Player of the Years, MVPs, Finals MVPs.
Hakeem the nightmare, more like.
Yeah, but am I right? Yeah. You're right.
You're right. But yeah, no, Joel, I read today that he'll still be on a minutes restriction all the way up until Christmas. So hopefully, imagine we can see this guy for 30 minutes a night.
How much? He's only playing 15?
20, 25.
25, okay, but still. Because I like how he's only shooting like every minute, minute and a half, which I think is a smart thing for him to do. Because
Well, there is some talent on that Philly team now.
They almost beat the Cavs.
It's true.
Like, come on. I'm super into him. And they almost beat the first day of the NBA season. They almost beat the Westbrook and the Thunder. So, like,
yeah.
That's right. And what is, how good are they going to be when Ben Simmons comes back?
They had a close call against the Celtics, too. Like, Philly's been a legitimate team this year. Like, they're losing games, but I mean, at least they're not getting blown out.
They're
like
contending.
The
there
for
has
sure.
been a lot of blowouts
like you
this
said,
year, though.
Without Ben Simmons, too. Like, that's the biggest thing is people are excited about this team. They should still be excited, even though we might miss this season. They're still a team worth watching.
Exactly.
For sure. And it was a good game. I watched it on League Pass last night, flipping through the other ones, of course.
Do you like League Pass? Man, it's awesome.
I love League Pass.
Do you? It's my favorite part of League Pass is you don't get commercials, you get the Jumbotron. Which is
I get commercials.
You get commercials? Well, yeah. You get the
Kiss cam.
Yeah, you get the kiss cam. You get the
some of them are like that, but some of them are commercials. Obviously, American commercials.
Well, I was watching Thunder Wolves, and you would get like the Thunder Jumbotron. It was very entertaining. Just people doing flips, and the halftime entertainment was great too. So it was fun.
Outstanding.
Thunder dance team.
They've got a good product there, both on and off the court in Minnesota.
Speaking of Thunder, though, next segment we got Weston Shepherd. Up the Thunder blog. It should be very exciting to talk about the Thunder. Their amazing week so far, beating the Clippers and then losing to the Warriors.
And the first of four matchups against Kevin Durant and the new look Warriors. We'll talk about the Thunder, of course.
So many Thunder questions. So many
Westbrook's
Durant
hot
questions.
Start. And he's kind of slowed down a bit, but we'll get into that.
Yeah, he's only second in scoring now.
questionable fashion choices.
Questionable, yeah.
Oh, I want to talk about the drama. The drama.
I loved his,
all
his
these
three
shots.
In the t-shirt he wore on the way.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Yeah, was
him.
It three? Did it say three? I thought it said three. People were saying official photographer. I don't. No. We'll check our Instagram page and you guys let us know.
Yeah, for sure.
It's up there.
Sounds like he was supporting the podcast.
Somebody obviously edited our photo.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Because he clearly came in with the. Three Nikki on
showing
that vest.
Love.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Probably because I picked him in the pool.
Yeah, that's true.
Between
yeah.
Three Nikki pool. He slid to me at third, and he wanted to, you know, I've been talking so much about him.
Yeah,
I've
you
been
love
like,
him.
Wait, Westbrook, this guy's the first pick, no question. And now he's paying it back by wearing our shirt, and all of a sudden, the internet steals official photographer, officially garbage. That's what I say about that.
That's a good point by you.
Yeah. DeMar DeRozan. Has scored 30 points in his first five games of the season. Last person to do that?
MJ. I'm not sure if that was Jordan.
Yeah. It is.
Wowzers. That's like 500 grand per point a game.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what? The thing
bargain.
The thing is that he came in. SI gave him like what?
Ranking of 46. We talked about this. We even though we talked a lot of junk about DeRozan and that contract he got, we still didn't think he was supposed to be 46th
right.
in the NBA.
Yeah.
Guys, I saw, who was it, like Chris Middleton was ahead of him?
Yeah,
no disrespect to your Bucks, Dave. But
no, that's big disrespect to DeMar and the Raptors. They went to game six with the Cavs last year. And sorry, the Bucks didn't make the playoffs. I love the Bucks, but I also love the Raptors.
Okay,
and
guys that are in front of him, you got Adams, Iggy.
Who got $100 million as well this week.
Yeah, I know exactly. Iggy, Iguodala. is ahead
Sounds
of him,
like a card.
And Bynum as well. So like all these guys that are, you know, good players, but not leading scorer in the league right now. I mean, those top, all those games, he's just doing it. And you know what's the most impressive thing about DeRozan? He's averaging 0.4 threes a game.
Yeah,
he's not doing
that's
it
a new element
taking
his
three
game.
Pointers. Like he's taking like a few here and there, but he's getting to the rim as a guard and not taking threes and scoring that much. That's impressive.
That's been his game, right? And a lot of people talk about that, including me, saying that he has to develop the three-point shot because I didn't think he would be able to get to the rim as often. But he still does, and he finishes in the mid-range game. Dwayne Casey just puts him in situations, and his teammates find him. And he's hitting those mid-range shots. And as long as they're getting stops on the defensive end and other guys like a Terrence Ross and a Kyle Lowry – could make their three-point shots, which they are. Corey Joseph, when he comes in, Patrick Patterson, those guys that could shoot the three.
Yeah.
If they keep in shooting it and making it, then there's no reason for DeMar to take it unless they really need him to, which he has taken some this year and made, obviously.
Yeah.
But that mid-range game, he's obviously the best in the NBA at the mid-range.
Yep.
I don't think there's anyone better than DeMar DeRozan in the NBA right now.
No, he's so good.
Creating his own mid-range shot around the free throw line, 17, 18 feet out, shooting on the wing, on the baseline, top of the key. He's just killing it. And he said that's fueled him, this SI ranking. And they asked him, are you going to run out of gas, you know, taking so many shots early on in the year? And he replied by saying, no, I'm like a Tesla. I'll just go home and recharge.
Well, Westbrook is still taking more shots than him.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, like, he's shooting a lot, but he's efficient, though. He's scoring, and he can go for another 30-point night against the Sacramento Kings.
Yes. No, I think he will. Kings
perfect opportunity.
Yeah, I think the Kings haven't been playing well. Even Collison's been out, so it's like, you know, there's another team that they could he could score a lot on. So it's
quickly before we move on to another quick topic here, is DeRozan the best shooting guard in the Eastern Conference?
Geez.
Maybe. Probably.
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'd only probably put Clay and playing Harden in front of him in the NBA.
And
probably.
They're in the West.
Exactly.
And so, Harden's playing the one, technically.
Greek Freak's the only one that comes to mind.
He's not a shooting guard.
Yeah, I'd say he's kind of a point
guard. Oh, I guess. Well, yeah, but he can play
forward.
It.
Yeah,
D-Wade's getting up there in age.
Yeah.
Butler plays the three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even, I don't know. It's hard to say. I might want DeRozan over Butler.
George,
right
maybe?
Now?
Yeah, DeRozan.
Yeah, George. Paul George is the other one.
But he plays the three.
Three
a lot
as
too,
well,
right?
Yeah.
So, and he stretches, he plays the four sometimes. So, I don't know. The real three, like the real two, the guy who plays that every day, I'd probably pick DeRozan in the East.
Yeah.
There are some young guys that I like too, though, coming up through the league, but I think that he's probably the guy.
Which is solid.
Yeah, that's a good point, though, honestly. Like, in the East right now, it's, again, that's the thing is, like,
The East is weak, though. How many point guards would you rather have in the East than Kyle Lowry?
Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, okay. Anyone else?
Maybe Isaiah Thomas, but I don't think
so. Maybe Kemba Walker. Like, there's some reasonably close guys, but I'd probably take Kyle Lowry.
True.
And Kyle Lowry brings way more two ways. He's more of a leader than Kyrie would be. Like, Kyrie wouldn't be able to defend the way that the Raptors need him
to.
Yeah,
these Raptors fans listening right now, just in love with us.
Hey, I like the
team.
Shouts
out to the Raptors.
Yeah, they're doing well.
And now they're chasing after Nerlens. Let's see what happens there. I'd love that. That'd be a great fit.
Speaking of Nerlens, that was my next thing that I was going to bring up. The Raptors are interested in him. Should Masai go out and grab him?
Absolutely.
I don't know. I'm not huge on
him. They need.
Yeah, they do need. That's the one thing they're missing in their offense, or their defense, rather. But I think he's just, I don't know if it's him that they need right now.
I'm worried what they'd have to give up. Like, is it going to cost you Dwight Powell? Is it going to cost you...
Dwight Powell plays for Dallas.
Sorry,
Norman Powell.
I do
Powell.
This every time. Norman Powell. Dwight Powell's Canadian. He's at the top of my wish list.
Yeah.
Is it going to cost you Norman Powell? Is it going to cost you Jacob Poeltl? Is it going to cost you one of your good young players? Or is it going to cost you a couple picks? It's going to cost something. And you know that they don't want Jacob Poeltl because they've got a logjam up front anyway, right? So it's going
to
take...
They're going to try to get something like Norman Powell, maybe Terrence Ross.
Terrence Ross.
Maybe Corey Joseph. I mean, like, they're... And you look, they've got DeLon Wright. They've got a lot of good young players. So
probably
Toronto could
a
afford
pick.
To make the move. They've got the depth, but it's going to hurt their chemistry.
Probably a pick, too, because you can't see Philly not getting a pick in return. But the thing with Nerlens Noel, also quickly just on the DeRozan thing before I talk about Noel, DeRozan's playing well, extremely well to start the season, but he has to prove his contract and his worth in the postseason. So we'll get there in April and May because we know the Raptors.
Start, though, for sure.
If he continues, obviously things hopefully will take care of themselves come spring, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Anyways, back to Noel. The thing about him is that if the Raptors do acquire him, I would want him to be like, because this is a guy who spoke out and said, yeah, he can add to his offensive game and he wants to be featured, and that's what he said in Philly. But I would want him, if he comes to Toronto, he's not going to get those touches on the offensive end. You got guys like DeRozan, who's the number one option. Then you have Kyle Lowry, obviously, who's going to get his shots. And then you have Valanciunas, who's a proven big man now inside. But Noel would be a perfect piece alongside Valanciunas to grab those rebounds, to alter shots, to block shots,
definitely,
to rebound,
for sure.
To
he
get out and
they
run.
Don't have.
Yeah, to get out and run and transition. And on the fast break, he's a mobile, young, big guy. But is he going to want to do that? Maybe. Does he get? I don't know if this gives the Raptors a legitimate shot at winning a title right away, but he's definitely, I think, a step in the right direction.
I'd hold out for Boogie. Yeah. That's my thoughts.
Though, Nerlens, though, he's a special player. Like, defensively, for matchups, he really brings down shooting percentages. This is the kind of guy that if you go on a playoff run, he could shut players down. He can guard multiple positions. He's like 210 pounds. He's like 6'10", 6'11", 210 pounds. He's very athletic, can get up and down the floor. I don't know. I just think he'd be a great fit. He's a Kentucky boy, too. I can't help but like him. So, let's make this happen. Come on, Masai.
I'm not super high on it.
I like it.
All right. All right. I want to talk about the Bulls, man. The Bulls have got a quick start. We all predicted, I mean, I had them going playoffs, but not as well. Like, they shoot well. Butler and Dwayne wants to be called number three now for a reason, because he's been throwing them up now.
Gabrielle Union's loving it, by the way.
Yeah.
She's loving it.
Well, they're 3-3 right now. They're okay. They're in a playoff position right now at eighth spot.
But still.
In the East early on. And it's true. They've surprised us. But they lost to the Knicks. The Knicks, when they came in, they had a DeRozan.
Yeah,
Noah,
but that's
had
revenge
a good game
by Rose and Noah.
Yeah, no, Rose was played
Rose
very well. So what is
it,
17, 11, and like seven boards,
that's what I mean.
A steal and a block
revenge
or whatever.
Game. They really wanted to beat up the Bulls, so that's why they won.
But the Bulls, I don't know if they'll be able to hold on to this and drag it out through the whole season. We've seen Wade maybe rest a few games here and there. We don't know how he's going to hold up. Rondo, Butler. I don't think in the long run it's going to work out. Sure, it's working out now. But look at the Pacers. They're 3-3 too. But I think they're a team that will be able to figure it out and push through. And I don't know if the Bulls will be a squad.
I don't think anyone in Chicago is expecting them to win a championship this year. At least it's an entertaining product.
No one cares now that the Cubs have won. So.
Oh, that's it. Exactly.
Also true.
I don't care about the Bulls now. It's over.
That's true.
It's all about the Cubbies. And by the way, the reason why the Cubs won is because your boy LeBron James put up the 3-1 Halloween night on tried to troll the Warriors, and then it reversed jinx on the Cleveland Native Americans.
You see him hooping in the game too. He almost hit that girl next to him in the
face. I know.
I couldn't believe it.
And he was also he was drinking beer there too. The camera caught him, and his girl was smoking.
I don't think she was.
I was, dude. It was like she's like, put that down, baby. Put that down.
I don't know. You allowed to smoke in stadiums and arenas down
probably
there?
Probably not. But you know,
ballparks.
When you're the king in Cleveland, I mean, what can?
But
you
what's
do,
the problem
right?
with having a beer, though?
Well, no, nothing's wrong with having.
It's
a beer.
It's just with the king for the kids, bro. Can't be the greatest in drink.
Also, Paul George kicking the ball the other day.
Jeez, who does he think he is? And Draymond Green?
Exactly.
I haven't seen this many ball kicks since the playoffs.
I know. But usually when you kick someone in the balls, the girl's face doesn't get hit.
Wow, that would be impressive under most circumstances. Paul George boots the ball and hits his random fan in the face. I felt terrible.
He went over to hug her and he said sorry, but he got ejected for improper conduct.
Well, no, it reminds me of the mouth guard thing with Curry, right? You lose your cool, you do something stupid, and you get kicked out of the
game.
You
can't do that.
No, I agree. No, you can't do it. He just lost his cool, though. Obviously, he wasn't intentionally, like, he didn't have a grudge against that.
I was reading comments, though. People were like, that girl must feel embarrassed for what
say
she...
NBA on her forehead backwards.
why should she feel embarrassed? Like, she feel embarrassed that he got ejected for doing that to her? Like,
what the hell?
What a monster. Like, so weird. Other thing I want to talk about is how good has Garnett been on TNT? I know it's early. But he's been entertaining.
Funny. Yeah, no, he's really good.
Him and Wallace have been really good. And then also, I love just another side note is Popovich throwing a little bit of shade on the election wearing the Vote for Pedro shirt.
Well done, Popovich. I've seen that a few times. He's done it a few times. And finally, Jamal Murray hit his first field goal.
Hey, my boy.
Oh, it
took him a while,
six
games.
Oh, man,
yeah,
it hurt. I felt bad for him. I actually picked him in the pool. It was like it was just like a sympathy pick. I love the kid. I hope he has tons of success, and I think he will. But, man, a horrendous, almost right up there with the worst starts in NBA history. So hopefully you can turn this around.
And then what about you want to say it. You can say your Lakers. You want to congratulate.
Oh, come on, man. 3-3.
Man. That was a great
500. No one had us here. What? And they beat the Warriors. Not a surprise, if you ask me.
The Bucks beat the Warriors last year. Just throwing that out there.
Well, the Lakers beat the Warriors last year too, and they were worse than the Bucks.
But the big news out of that is
it's pretty close.
Curry's streak being snapped.
That's true. Curry, 157 straight games with a 3-pointer made.
That's crazy.
That is 0 for 10
that game, and it was just you watch the beginning of that game, and everyone was missing. Like even the Lakers side, they're all missing, and then.
Caught fire.
It's so much fun. And you see what Jordan Clarkson said? He's like, yeah, I've never been 500 this late in the season before. It's kind of sweet. So
yeah, he's going to enjoy it. 3-3, they play against the Phoenix Suns tonight.
Probably will go to overtime because that's what the Suns do.
It was a great game against New Orleans there when Devin Booker forced it to go into
OT. I know,
OT.
But they, you know, overtimes they've been in?
And then they beat the Portland Trailblazers last week. Bledsoe hitting a three at the buzzer in OT.
They've gone to three overtimes the last six games in the season, which is the fifth team in NBA history to do that, which is nuts. They just like playing the fifth quarter. It's kind of fun.
Free basketball.
That's all right. Overtime.
Remember, you can get a hold of us by email at the3nikki@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at 3nikki. Follow on Twitter at BasketPod. On Instagram at the3nikki. And you can listen to each and every episode on iTunes, SoundCloud, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, and of course, on the Almighty Baller Podcast Network. Make sure to rate and review us on iTunes.
All those guys are loving us too on that Almighty Baller
Shouts
podcast.
Shout out to everyone on the network.
Good
great
group,
people.
Good group.
And you can check out our own website at the3inthekey.ca. And today's program, we'll mention, we will talk with Weston Shepherd of upthethunder.com. That's coming up next. Thunder, Westbrook, and obviously Durant, the aftermath of that, seeing him now, how he played against the Thunder for the first time earlier this week, torching them for 39 points.
How about the smack talk from Enes Kanter? Did you see that?
And oh, yeah. And then
Steven Adams reaching across out and being like,
yeah. Calm down,
dude,
buddy.
Shut up. Like, look what he's doing to us. I loved it.
Adams did that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he tapped
like,
him.
Stop talking.
Adams was like, but you see his
hands,
like, hand on his chin. And he looked like he was like, how am I going to murder Durant? Like, is this the way with his evil beard and, like, look that he had? His New Zealand, like, how am I going to murder this guy?
That's hard drama right there. Outstanding.
We'll be back with Weston Shepherd of Up in the Thunder after this.
Kevin Durant in this first half with 29 points.
And now you see him, Marv. He's talking to the bench. And this is, you know, only Adams is on that team and Palace in there. But, you know, oh, there we go. He's talking to Kanter. And Kanter needs to be quiet because you just got on this train last year, man. That's what I mean. Kanter doesn't know how to take up for Westbrook. You sit on the side and you be quiet. As Adams just patted him and said, be quiet.
Welcome back to 3 in the Key.
Welcome back inside the Key. 3 in the Key, Lysel Zane alongside Dave Tripp and Will Macklin. And we are happy to have Weston Shepherd of UpTheThunder.com joining us on the show to talk, of course, the Thunder and Westbrook. Thanks for joining us, Weston.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be with you.
Perfect. Weston, got to start right away with Westbrook. This is definitely the start that everyone expected him to have, right? Right out of the gates, go all basically savage mode on everyone and everything in his way, except for, obviously, that first encounter with the Warriors.
Yeah. The Golden State game was a little rough, but aside from that, I think it's exactly what we hoped for and what we needed, quite frankly, out of him right off the bat here, and he's been unbelievable. But that's just what he does. He's a monster.
Now let's talk about that Warriors game. I the game itself was interesting for the first like quarter, but I wanted to talk about just the little things like Durant not even looking at the Westbrook and Thunder team at all. And not even after the game. Like, what is this? I know the whole dramatic, even Westbrook coming in wearing the photography outfit.
Right, yeah.
Like, all these little things. What are we missing outside that we're outside of Oklahoma? What are we missing that why is Durant, like, even Jeremy Lin talked to the Hornets last night. Like, it was Durant's ignoring them. He's just like, does everyone hate Durant?
I think that there's a lot of confusion with all of us right now because, you know, you said you're outside of Oklahoma, so you don't really know what's going on. And I can tell you, we have no idea what's going on either. It's one of those things where you sit back and you just wonder, like, what did we do to Kevin?
Yeah.
Why are you so mad? I thought he got what he wanted in the whole thing, and Obviously, there was a lot more tension and bad blood between himself and the Thunder than I ever would have expected. So it's confusing, and I think the part of it that's hardest is that it's all still very surreal, just having him here since the organization showed up, and basically watching him play every game of his career outside of that one season in Seattle. So now he's, you know, ripping our heads off and talking noise, and that's kind of it's hard to accept that as a new normal.
Well, we saw Kevin Durant obviously have a huge game in there, and there were a lot of heckling coming from the bench. I noticed that Enes Kanter was throwing him some shade from the bench, and you saw Steven Adams kind of being like, all right, he's hurting us right now. Just stop talking.
Right.
Did you hear anything about that after the game? About, like, there was a lot going on back and forth. It was pretty crazy.
No, it's still unclear exactly what was being said. I think if there was one guy out there that was going to mix it up with him, it was Kanter. He's a little bit of a loose cannon and kind of a
he's got that evil mustache for sure.
He does. And I think it's definitely working for him. So he was pretty ruthless on Twitter towards Durant pretty much all summer long. So it kind of felt like something was coming there.
Oklahoma.
we're glad he feels that way.
Speaking with Weston Shepherd of UpTheThunder.com, now, Weston, Durant came out and he said that he cared too much about the OKC fans and about the franchise and how they felt, like he cared too much about their feelings. What do you make of that? You know, you cover the team. Was it always like all jolly and good with Durant, and now has he turned himself into this kind of like a villain guy by joining the Warriors, especially after what happened with the Thunder being up on them in the West Finals 3-1 and they couldn't close it out? Like, if they win that series, I don't think there's a way that after making the finals that Durant could leave, win or lose, to join Golden State. What do you make of that, his comments about him caring too much and now going and kind of like disrespecting Westbrook and the franchise and the city and the state, basically?
It's an interesting thing to say that he cared too much. And, you know, to his credit, he was wonderful while he was here. I don't think anyone has anything negative to say about Kevin as a person, at least in terms of what we had while we were here. The last couple years, I would say he seemed pretty a lot more distant than he was at first. So, you know, I think this was something that he wanted to do. I think I kind of felt like it was coming, and I don't really understand the comments and anything, you know, having conversations about Westbrook or how he felt about the OKC fans or franchise now. It all kind of feels like it's time to move on. So it makes it difficult to do that whenever he has so much to say about it. It's just kind of perplexing. And then from a fan standpoint, to never really reach out and you know, thank us or you know, take out an ad. And certainly he doesn't owe the fans anything. So you kind of have to accept that. But at the same time, you're talking about things that are making this worse, Kevin. You can you know, patch this up and let's move on. But he's yet to do that. So it's interesting.
So the Kevin Durant era is over. We got three more games like this year. It's going to be an exciting season. Obviously, the Thunder have surprised a lot of people. They've been off to a great start. Like we mentioned earlier, Westbrook's been in beast mode all season, nearly averaging a triple-double. And it's a brand-new team when you look at it on paper. Last year, obviously, Kevin Durant was a huge cog on this team. Now they've got Victor Oladipo. Jeremy Grant is a new addition. Do you see this team maintaining that momentum and really pushing deep into a playoff spot in the Western Conference? Or do you see them kind of fizzing out? Do you think Westbrook can keep it up? That's the biggest question for me, because as hard as he goes, that's what the team does behind him.
That's more of a fantasy question for you, too.
A little bit, yeah. I got him on my team, so I need to know this stuff.
There was a solid pick, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's third. I can't believe it.
It's ridiculous, right? Yeah. It's like Anthony Davis.
I know.
If it was anybody else, I think I would be more inclined to say I don't think he can keep it up. But Westbrook is—I'm not convinced he's human.
Yeah,
he's always very angry, and the chip on his shoulder is a boulder at this point. So, you know, we've always kind of been referring to it as his revenge tour, and I don't really think he's going to let up. I hope
it's much more fun to watch than the Kobe tour. Sorry, Elias.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, come on now. We didn't have to bring the Lakers into this.
Yeah, not yet.
Sorry, man. Well, you
know, there's never a bad time to bring the Lakers in. but yeah, you know, the team is playing well, and they're kind of going as he goes, and I assume they'll continue to do that. I think what's going to be interesting for us as the season plays out is this team – It has had a great start. I think there's a lot more potential with this team than what people may have originally realized. But it's still not the team isn't. I don't want to say good enough, but it's not the team that's going to eventually win you a championship. So there's still moves to be made. So I think that could mess with continuity. And obviously, whenever there's any time pieces are moving around, that'll take some time. And then you know we're still young and a team full of new guys, essentially. So there's still a lot to figure out, and I think there will be growing pains. I think, you know, anytime you can go into Los Angeles and beat the Clippers like we did on Wednesday, that's fantastic. I don't expect a lot of stuff like that. I think we'll have our nights where we blow the doors off people, and then you know we'll have nights like Golden State. So I do expect to make the playoffs. I don't know if it'll be top four. I think 5-6 seems more reasonable, but I couldn't be more thrilled with the start.
Yeah, that's why I think they lost to the Warriors, actually, is because that night before they had a great game against the Clippers. Now, Durant doesn't come to Oklahoma a little later in the season, but you got some big returns coming up this week. You got Deion Waiters coming in, and you got Serge Ibaka this week. How do you guys feel about that?
You know, Deion is, he was kind of he's so much fun. There's times he is so bad that it's wonderful, and then there's sometimes that he is just a fantastic ball player. And trying to decide which Deion is going to show up, I think really endeared him to the fans. So I think people will be excited to hear him call for and one every time he shoots, and get ready for that big Waiters versus Westbrook matchup.
We can't wait. We've
been talking about all summer.
Yeah, and, that's what we have been.
Yeah. And, you know, Serge Ibaka, goodness, he's always going to be a guy that the fans around here love. He was here for a long time, came into the league in Oklahoma City. And, you know, especially seeing as how everything worked out with Kevin, Serge was traded. So there's no bad blood between him and the fans. And I think both guys will get some pretty warm receptions, but especially Serge.
Obviously, a lot of new faces on the team, like Dave mentioned, but you guys locked up one of the new faces along with a guy that was drafted by the Thunder, Steven Adams and Victor Oladipo, to long-term contracts and a lot of money. But I want to kind of bring this back to the James Harden days. And was that a bad move, not giving Harden the money he wanted and maybe keeping that core of Harden, Westbrook, and Durant at the time, and now that they have these guys and they're giving them the big money, what can you say about that and these moves?
You know, at the time, first of all, you know, the James Harden trade is something I've lamented and, you know, had nightmares over for Lord knows how long now. So as time moves on, I think you kind of look back on it and say, okay, well, it wasn't going to work out, at least financially at the time. There were some decisions that had to be made. And I don't necessarily think trading James Harden was the bad thing. I think that it was the return. It was a little underwhelming. Luckily, you know, that draft pick that came over turned into Steven Adams. So, you know, all was not lost there. But, you know, bring in Kevin Martin, Jeremy Lamb, and, you know, it's really underwhelming for, you know, what James Harden has turned out to be. But, you know, in the same token, the trade was made and, you know, the very next season come back and, you know, you win 60 games and look like you're going to cruise. So I don't necessarily think it cost us a championship, you know, Russ going down in those playoffs and then, you know, missing a large portion of the following season with his knee injuries and then Kevin's injury. I think that health and just bad circumstance kind of kept the team from ultimately winning a championship more so than trading Harden. Although, obviously, you look at it and you go, wow, I wish we had.
Yeah. Especially what he's doing this year under the D'Antoni offense.
Oh, he's ridiculous. He's ridiculous. And that beard is just fantastic.
The best. Before we let you go, I wanted to ask you, Westbrook, MVP, if they get the four spot.
If they get the four spot, I don't know who else would have a better claim to it. I think the guys up in Oakland are going to cannibalize each other's chances a little bit. You see a little bit of that. Kevin's playing great every night, but the other guys are a little hit and miss. And then obviously you've got LeBron, who probably deserves to win MVP every season. So it's it's one of those things where he, you know, could obviously very well win it. But I think Westbrook is just going to have these ridiculous nuclear numbers. And if he can sustain it over the course of 82 games, and like you said, lock in a fourth spot, goodness, I certainly think he would win MVP in that scenario.
Westbrook wins, the Thunder win, I win fantasy, everybody wins. Sorry, guys.
We're all winners.
How dare you?
But that would be interesting. If the Thunder finish at fourth and let's say the Warriors finish one, then we can possibly see them in a second-round matchup, which would be amazing for all NBA fans across the world. We got to thank you, Weston Shepherd of UpTheThunder.com, for joining us on 3 in the Key. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate it, guys.
James catches, puts up the three. Won't go. Rebound box. Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang! Tie game with 5 seconds remaining.
Welcome back to 3 in the Key.
Welcome back inside the Key 3 in the Key. Lysol's in alongside Dave Tripp and Will Macklin.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Into our last segment, great conversation there with Weston, of course.
Yeah, man. Thunder boys, that's really fun. It's always cool to get the insight out of the state of Oklahoma rather than us, you know, in Canada. We're in our own world here talking Raptors. So
that's true.
That's right. Swish or miss now, right?
Let's go. I'm into it.
Hit us, Dave. Will. Not Dave. Dave does not have the questions.
I'll hit you, all right.
All right. As we all know, guys, this week was a big week because Ray Allen finally retired. Did you guys know that Ray Allen was actually first all-time in the NBA history with all those threes, like 2,973 threes made or whatever?
Yeah, he's got a few
else,
more years.
Who else would it be?
Well, Reggie Miller's up there too, you know. So, but he's like killed him. But swish or miss, will someone break that record? And follow up, who will be that person?
I mean, I think that's an easy one.
Yeah, this is a bit of a lob ball.
This is an alley-oop to us.
I'm going to take the pressure off you, Elias, and say I think it'll be Steph Curry.
What?
I think he'll be the first to break it, but I think there will be others in the league.
Not if he continues the streak of 0 for 10.
You're right. It's going to be tough. He's got a lot of ground to make up after that one. But I think Klay Thompson will pass him. I think Damian Lillard will pass him.
You think all these guys will?
I think James Harden will pass him. I think that the league is turning into a three-point league. These guys are all jacking up more shots than ever. I think that we're going to have a brand new top five in 10 years.
Really? Yeah, well, I mean, look right now. I mean, the people that are still playing that are on this list, Jason Terry, Paul Pierce, they're 3-4.
Yep.
Jason Kidd obviously retired, but he could make buckets from the bench of Milwaukee. You got Vince Carter, Jamal Crawford, Kyle Korver, Joe Johnson. I mean, the altitude's different in Utah. He could be shooting threes now more and more. But I think you're right, though. What was your guess, Elias? So
it's Steph Curry, of course. I think he's the one that's poised to pass Ray Allen, who's at 2,973, by the way. He shot it for his career at 40%. But Curry shoots it the best, all time.
Oh,
now, he's shooting it at 44%.
Yeah.
And he shoots more shots.
Exactly. And like Dave said, it's a three-point game now. Like, the players take way more shots. Think about it. Ray Allen was more than a three-point shooter, by the way. He used to drive and dunk on people.
Yeah,
don't ever get it twisted.
No,
his days in Milwaukee and Seattle were amazing.
Jesus Shuttlesworth had some good dunks, too.
That's true.
He did.
Wasn't he in the dunk contest?
He did have game. True story.
I did read about that.
I don't know if he was in the dunk contest.
I think he was. Look it up. Basketball Reference. I think he was. I agree with you guys. I think Klay could get there first, maybe.
No, Curry's getting there first.
We'll see.
Yeah, no, I know.
He's Curry, at 16, Curry's 12. At 18 right now.
Okay.
He's 18th. He has Nash in front of him, which he'll beat this year. He's only like 60 shots away.
The
70
interwebs
shots.
Have proven it. 1997, Ray Allen was in the dunk contest.
Well,
he
was.
There you go.
I don't think he won. Kobe Bryant won. How about that?
Never I knew
heard
that
of
one.
Him. Never heard of him.
That's really? It's too bad nothing came of him.
The guy that...
That was the last
guy that
dunk
the
contest.
Beef, right? In Japan?
That's him. The last dunk contest before it came back in 2000 with Vince Carter, how he wowed us all.
Right.
That was the last one,
So
right?
the last crappy one is what you're saying. The last boring dunk contest.
No, it was entertaining.
Before Vince Carter resurrected it.
From its shabby
origins.
Kobe went between the legs in that one.
That's right. True. Yeah.
He's very good. He's not too bad yet.
Anyways, back to the three-pointers. Curry, I think, will get there first.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. I mean, Harden could, I don't know, Curry seems like just on the track that he's on. Korver's still up there. He's eighth, but he could still be shooting threes. But, I mean, he's still like 1,000 behind from
He can
Ray
get
Allen.
To 2,000, which is amazing.
Yeah, which is amazing in itself. So, yeah, but anyway, that was my first question. I just wanted to get a question in there for Ray Allen. Great year, or great career, rather, for him. And also bring back the Sonics, right, guys?
That's true.
Bring back the Sonics.
Another name to watch, Jamal Murray, on that list. I know he's off to a bad start, but...
Wow, that's reaching for a day.
Okay. Missile, baby. All right.
That's reaching for it. Let's see if he can even get to 1,000. He'll probably, maybe, depending on his career goes, we don't know. We can't see the future, the injuries and stuff like that. But obviously, a Canadian, we're always going to cheer for him.
How's this for a prediction? Top three-point getter for the Canadian national team. History. Boom.
Okay.
Look out, Stauskas.
All right, switch or miss, guys. Next question. Let's go. Now the slow start for the Sacramento Kings. Swish or miss, Boogie Cousins traded this season.
Ooh,
that's a tough one.
I'm gonna miss because
you're gonna wait till the season ended.
Vlade Divac, I don't think wants to trade. I think he would really want to keep him and try to build around him. But I don't even know what they have there. Like their roster is so out of order. Obviously, Rudy Gay wants to get out of there.
Yep.
I mean, they have Aaron Aflalo and Matt Barnes and Collie Stein. He hasn't really proved anything
Collison's
to me.
Collison's been hurt all year.
They have a lot of young guys. Garrett Temple has not been bad, actually, for them. But they have a lot of young guys and guys like Ben McLemore. I think he's not going to be here past this season.
For sure.
Matt Barnes with a top knot?
They've blown it on a lot of big picks, and it's just been a bad run. And
that's what Boogie said, man. That's what Boogie tweeted it right after that draft.
Well,
it was awful.
They drafted centers again. That's 2 years in a row. You use your high picks. You take Papa Giannis and Collie Stein. I mean, what a message
and
to your superstar.
Yeah.
LeBissiere,
too.
Yeah,
I know. Like,
they traded for him.
They're obviously preparing for him to leave.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like, but I think they'll listen to offers. I don't know if they'll trade him in the season because they're 2-5 right now. But they've been in games. They've been in games. They haven't been like blown out. But 2-5.
I'd like to see Boogie go.
I love to see him go because I want to see him play in the postseason.
Me too. He's a
and I
want
to see him play with better players. No disrespect to the Kings roster.
None taken.
But I don't think, they're not good enough. And Divac, I don't think would want to trade. Obviously, you don't want to trade a guy like Cousins, but you're going to have to be forced into it.
He's getting along well with Dave Joerger, though. Like, that seems to be a good fit. They seem to be really hitting it off. And he's a good coach for it.
Get people to play alongside him. Get him another star. I know it's going to be hard.
Missing Collison hurts right now. I think that would be a big difference, but.
Okay, I know missing him hurts, I guess, but get him a few players that can really ball out with him because
how do they?
Signing someone, and you're not going to be able to trade for. I don't know what you're going
to
get for Rudy Gay.
You'd have to trade Rudy Gay, maybe Collie Stein. Like the only guys that have any value, like they don't have a ton of value because they haven't done anything,
and you're not going to get anything back.
That's what I mean. It's a really nasty.
But he's
situation.
Not a free agent until 2018. But you definitely listen to offers, and they're going to heat up as long as they keep sucking and losing games. They're going to listen to offers, and then in the summer probably. Entertain them and then entertain them more. And then come trade deadline in next season, I think that's when you got to trade him at least and try to get something back.
You
at least try to get a pick or two back for him because in the summer of 2018, if they haven't made the playoffs, if they don't make the playoffs this season and they look bad again next year, there is no way.
If
he signs.
If he's actually on the block, though, they will get tons of offers. He is,
for sure.
He's a world-class player. He's the best center in the NBA, hands down. In terms of offense, without question, he's the best. And like,
is Boogie Cousins from Kentucky?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. I just wanted to know, just for reference.
Not a bad college career there, too. Final Four.
I know. I'm just talking about where your bias comes from.
But like, no, come on. The guy is outstanding. Like, there's no question.
I think Abid's better.
We can't open that discussion.
He's got to play 23, 24 minutes a game before I can decide.
I like small sample sizes.
That's true. I really like Embiid. Honestly, he's going to be a superstar in this league if he stays healthy. I'm excited.
Yeah, but he's DeMarcus Cousins, yeah, number one best center. Hassan Whiteside's off to a great start as well, by the way. I think he's up there in terms of centers. I'm not sold.
Isn't he leading in rebounds and blocks?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
That's really good.
That guy's a freak.
All right, let's go.
He's really good.
Let's move on to who you got. Who's going to slow down first in points per game? DeRozan. I was trying to combine their name there. DeRozan. Westbrook or Lillard? By the way, Lillard, again, another night last night against the Mavs, 40 points. He's had so many of those, and on the road, nonetheless. Like, he's just been killing it. So those three, there's 1, 2, 3 right now in scoring. Who's going to take the dip first?
I'm going to go with DeMar DeRozan. I just don't see Westbrook losing the Rock. He's getting massive usage rates. The guy's a superstar. He can do everything. Not a great three-point shooter. Other than that, his team needs him to put up 30 to 40 points to win every night.
Yeah.
Damian Lillard, that guy has been draining threes from half court.
That's what he did last night.
He looks better. He's the kind of guy that he's got a chip on his shoulder. He wants to be the best in the world. He looks better every single game that I see him.
Well, that's how DeMar's playing, though, right now.
Okay, right now, but I've seen DeMar have slumps.
Well, the thing with DeMar is that he can rely on Lowry a little bit, right?
I like all three of these guys, for sure. But to me, because he's not the sole option in Toronto, he's going to take nights off. And not even because he wants to, just because eventually Lowry will get hot, Valanciunas will get hot, he won't get the touches he needs.
How long do you think he can stay in the top five for?
Oh, a while, for sure. The way he's playing?
Maybe all year.
Yeah. I'd love to see him average over 25 points, be in the consideration for season-ending awards, All-NBA teams. I'd love that for DeMar. He deserves it, and it'd be great to silence some of those critics around the league.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm going to have to say DeMar as well, just because there's more options on the Raptors to score the ball. It looks like Calgary is off to a slow start, but he'll probably pick it up in the scoring department. As soon as DeMar, starts cooling down a bit, Kyle Lowry will have to pick it up, and he'll probably be able to pick it up and score the points they need. Damian Lillard is just a machine. He shoots the three ball so well that he can, the points are just going to pile up so fast. And Westbrook, like Dave said, is going to have the ball in his hands a lot, so there's no option for him to take as many shots as he does, and he gets to the rim so fast and so aggressively that he's going to also put up probably over 30. I think this is a season where we're going to see a few guys average 30 or more throughout the whole year. It looks like this type of season. Poor Anthony Davis, man.
Harden, that's going to be a 30-point season.
I think Anthony Davis is going to have 30 a night. Damian Lillard probably. Westbrook. I'm not saying DeMar can't, but I think that he'll take it down a notch. Maybe we're wrong, but right now, even though he leads the league in scoring, I think he's the obvious pick to slow down.
Agreed. And you guys keep busting my chops about liking Kentucky, but how many Kentucky guys have we brought up today? We haven't even brought up John Wall.
The league is being
taken over by this team.
He's third in assists so far, John Wall.
Oh, he's
even though
he sat last night.
Well,
he's coming off an injury. He had some surgery. So
also wanted to tell you, but going back to best center, Drummond put a stat line up last night. Yeah. 19 points, 20 rebounds, 3 blocks.
And he had
a couple 2020 games.
Yeah, already. He had 20 and 23 the other night as well.
DeAndre Jordan had about 22 rebounds the other night, too.
But did you hear Stan ripping him?
Yeah, he sent
a message big time.
Stan Van Gundy, I think, other than Popovich, I mean, I love the attitude that Stan Van Gundy brings. And he straight up said, he's like, I'm not resting any players. I don't believe in that. They get paid to play 82 games.
Right. I love
And I like that. He's so straight up. And that's what you would want from a coach, right?
Yeah, he's got a lot of that Popovich, screw it. I don't care what people think. I'm going to do it my way, and we're going to produce, and that'll prove it to everybody.
Since he's taken over, they've been doing well. They made the postseason last year, obviously ran into the Cavs in the first round, which doesn't help.
I picked them to finish fourth in the East, and I'm standing by it. I think that they've got
them
a lot
fifth.
Of potential.
Yeah.
Especially when Reggie Jackson gets back.
Drummond leads the league in rebounds, by the way, Will. It's not Whiteside by 0.5.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm a monster. I got to know my knowledge on the basketball better here. Dwight Howard on the offensive rebounds, though, leading the league. So that's
nice. And he's fifth in the league in rebounding.
Dwight Howard.
He's going to have
he's got the Dwight stuff. Dwight stuff.
He does have the Dwight stuff.
Inspired by the home crowd. I love it.
Let's go.
That's it for us. Another edition of 3 in the Key. Remember, guys, you can get a hold of us by email, the3inthekey@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. Any feedback even is appreciated. You guys want to hear us talk about any specific topic, let us know. That is the email address, the3inthekey@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook. You can reach out there as well, the3inthekey. Follow on Twitter @BasketPod. Shouts out to everyone who is following us right now on Instagram @The3inthekey. You can go check out Westbrook rocking the 3inthekey stuff.
Yes.
On our Instagram page. And you can listen to each and every episode on iTunes, SoundCloud, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, and of course on the Almighty Baller Podcast Network. Make sure to rate and review us on iTunes as well. You can check out our website, 3inthekey.ca. For Will Macklin and Dave Tripp, I'm Elias Elzain. Peace.
Pieces.
We don't say team on three. We don't say Lakers on three. We say I love basketball on three. And the whole coaching staff, everybody says that. So it's been great for us.
Napa Know How.
A Napa guy knows the only way you'd give a fresh and minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how.